Hi, this is Mr. Jenkins and Corbett Fake Prison. First, I want to say Happy New Year for everybody out there that's going to be listening. I've been doing this for now about 3 or 4 weeks, and the story that I do discuss with the inmates in prison is the drugs that they call the Chewbacca. It's a new drug that's supposed to keep them from craving the heavy drugs. The only issue is that the drugs that they're giving them to, so they won't be craving the heavy drug, is that a lot of inmates is getting addicted to the drug, and they are getting high, and they are getting, what we say, we had a couple inmates in the prison system in Corcoran that passed away because of this new drug. And, well, you know, the story is that how can they supply drugs to inmates to not take the heavy drug when this drug is worse than the heavy drug? And who give them the authorizations and approve for them to be able to do this? This is an ongoing thing. It is like the paramedic come on the yard every 3 days. Somebody to overdose, OD. And it's nothing being done about it. It's nothing being talked about it. And something needs to be done. I have filed papers in the court to see can they stop this temporarily until they find a better solution, you know, to stop giving them this high-type drug. And it was, I don't think it was approved by the FDA. I don't think it was approved by CDC. We have no information on that. I've been trying to get information. But in the meantime, inmates in prison are suffering, and you got a lot of them that's addicted to it now. We have some that came to me and said that they've asked to be off. And I said, they said to me, was, you need this drug because it'll keep you from craving heavy drug. And my understanding is that they get $1,000 per person that takes this drug. It's not about helping them. It's about benefits. And the benefit is that CDCR get $1,000 per inmate to accept their drug in classes. So we're talking about $2,000 a head off of inmates who take illegal drugs. I think that it should be stopped. I think it should be investigated. And I'm going to do whatever I can to pursue it, to make sure that no inmate before take something that they shouldn't be taking. It is an ongoing thing in every prison that I was told in the state of California, and it's look like the taxpayer is paying for it, and nobody knows what's going on. And it's I'm not making this story up. It's a real story, and I'm not doing it just because I'm in the prison system. I only have 2 years left, and I'm going to fight CDCR and any other organization that take advantage of people are in prison or out of prison. And I'm going to fight the justice system, the prison system, any of the abortion in prison. And they didn't even know that abortion had in the female prison. That was abortion. A young lady had an abortion in prison. I didn't think that would be true, but it was. So it's a lot of things that's going on that people does not know about the inside the prison. I am going to be correct and honest and bring what I get in the prison system. And it's nothing to be made up. It's nothing that somebody just telling me. I looked at the facts. I asked for information. I requested information. And everything that I am going to address will be the truth and nothing but the truth.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.